Respect thy bell. Or all rise. I don't know. One of the two. Whichever one. Just make sure you're doing it for the Crunch Exchange, where I bring up a prospectus. I'm Nick, by the way, at Rick Nodgers on Twitter. I bring up a prospectus from the world of sports, and Steve over there, he tells me if he's buying, selling, or the often now used pending option. The San Diego Padres is where we begin. They were the second worst team in the National League last year. They finished 25 games back of the Colorado Rockies for the second wild card and were the worst team in the NL West despite the Giants' valiant efforts to beat them to the bottom. While the Padres are quite bad, they've only won the division five times in their 50 seasons, two NL pennants, and the only remaining franchise in Major League Baseball to not have a no-hitter, their roster for the next 4 years is really unlike any other in baseball. The oldest player in their lineup is 28-year-old Will Myers, who until yesterday was the second highest paid Padre at $3 million a year. Myers is under contract for another five seasons. Eric Hosmer is signed for the next 5 years. Austin Hedges, a premier defensive catcher in baseball, is 25 under team control until he's 30. Same goes for Hunter Renfroe, who's 27. Manuel Margot is 24. Franchy Cordero, also 24. And oh yeah, their sparkly new gold glove third baseman, Manny Machado. Matt Snyder of CBS Sports says that the Padres infield could be the best in baseball by 2020. The Padres have a ton of ground to make up in the West, mostly because their pitching staff had a 4-4 ERA, despite Petco Park being one of the more pitcher-friendly ballparks in baseball. Machado signing doesn't seem to be one that's about 2019, but for 2020 and beyond. The prospectus, the Padres win the NL West in 2020.
My first question is, that Hunter Renfroe sure gets around. He's been like at Clemson for 7 years. He's in the Padre outfielder.
He's not Hunter Renfroe.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Oh, there's two of them. All right.
I was reading about that yesterday. I was like, I forgot about that. It's like that guy just keeps showing up, and he's always open. No. Not just yet. They're not winning the West. The year I would target 2021, you never know, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Now that Machado has signed, all eyes are on Bryce Harper. The rumors on the money that Harper has asked for has ranged from $500 million after his MVP season in 2015 to turning down a $300 million extension from the Nationals just before the season ended. Machado's contract, thanks to his agents at MVP Sports Group, got him 10 years, $300 million, opening the door for Scott Boras to get Bryce Harper $300 million in 1 cent because he's Scott Boras. Mike Giancarlo Stanton's $325 million deal is the largest contract by total dollar value in the majors by a position player. Zach Greinke is making $34.4 million a year, the highest in baseball, with Miguel Cabrera, David Price, Clayton Kershaw all cashing in at $31 million a year, and Machado making even 30. The market has been set. Boras was always going to do whatever it takes to get his client the most money, and now the $30 million a year, $300 million bar has been set. The prospectus, Bryce Harper signs for more money than Mike Stanton.
And what's Stanton's entirety of his deal again?
325. 13 years at 325. So it's like 29.
Wow. So lengthwise, it's not going to be that. But monetarily, well, now I think Philly's ready to commit. I would be surprised if Philly didn't go 10-350. So I'm going to buy that.
What does that equal? More money.
Major League Baseball is also looking to crack down on sign stealing. The old school way of stealing signs is by staring at the coach, memorizing the signs, seeing what the offense does or what pitch is called, and then trying to decode them like the Enigma machine. The new school way of doing this is with an HD camera, shooting in 4K, plugging it into a computer, and getting your definitive answer. Tom Verducci is reporting that all cameras now from foul pole to foul pole are being banned from being used in team dugouts, the replay rooms, and any secret auxiliary rooms any team might have. Verducci and that man Matt Snyder again believe that this might improve pace of play. Essentially, if teams have less video to look at, they will work harder in real time to steal signs the old fashioned way with sticks and rocks, and thus make the game go faster? I'll believe it when I see it. There are plenty of other issues with baseball, like the revenue being higher and players signing for shorter contracts and less money. There's the actual ways teams can improve pace of play with a pitch clock. With the DH becoming to the NL, will more people start watching baseball again, and plenty of other issues that Mr. Manfred is focusing on sign-stealing first. These prospectus, sign-stealing should not be a priority for baseball this offseason.
By the way, one of the things I love that they added to it was on the TVs in the clubhouse, there's an 8-second delay.
Oh, that'll learn
so
them.
They can change it. I'll tell you what, I don't think it's a big deal, but I also think the fix is easy. Just like they said, just shut off the cameras between the foul lines, circle in the outfield, and put a delay in the clubhouse. So what was the prospectus again?
Sign stealing should not be a priority.
I don't think it is. So I agree.
All right. The offseason drama isn't ending for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last year, Le'Veon Bell was offered his franchise tag, and he didn't sign it. Wanting a long-term commitment from the Steelers, he sat out the whole year. This year, Antonio Brown has gone from fan favorite on the field to the number one choice of kindling for their stoves. It was announced today that the Steelers will not be placing the transition tag on all-pro running back and in hopes of eventually trading him. Thus, Bell is a free agent when the league year finally starts. Maybe he'll poly football again.
Nah.
More bad news for the Steelers. Via Instagram, Brown announced that he had a meeting with the Roonies and all but confirmed he was going to be traded. Brown has not only demanded a trade out of the Steel City, but is also demanding his new team have plenty of guaranteed money waiting there for him. Very heady play. Players in the NBA are gaining more and more power themselves. See LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Jimmy Butler, and many, many others. And NFL players are wanting some of that power just beyond demanding trades. Many people thought it was crazy to ask for Le'Veon Bell to sit out a year, but here he is just a couple weeks away from being a free agent, and now Mr. Big Chest himself is looking to flex some of that muscle. So the prospectus, NFL players have just as much power as NBA players.
First of all, I still can't believe he didn't play at all last year. Bell.
It's incredible.
That's unbelievable when you think about it. As long as the contracts are not guaranteed and it's a violent game and there's such a short shelf life for certain positions, in particular running back, I don't think it's equal yet. It's better. And because these guys make so much money, if they are really good as a rookie and then get a big deal like for their fourth and fifth year, they could still be 26, 27 years old. They have more power, but I don't think it's equal. I'm going to sell that.
James Dolan, lead singer of JD and the Straight Shots. He also moonlights as owner of the New York Knickerbockers. Dolan wanting to take the Straight Shots to the next level is, quote, courting offers for the Knicks, according to Bill Simmons, which Simmons reported on his The Bill Simmons Podcast. Simmons, according to people that, quote, he trusts, say that Dolan is more interested in the in-game experience, concerts, music, and other things because people are a pain in the bleep and people keep bleeping on him for the way that he's running the Knicks. Dolan is the chairman of Madison Square Garden, so him focusing more on concerts and entertainment isn't all that out of the world of reality. The Knicks are bad. You know this. I know this. We all know this. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2013. Their best season since then was back-to-back 31 and 32 win seasons in 16 and 17. All of their focus now seems to be on tanking, opening up max contract spots, and rigging the draft to get Zion like the old Patrick Ewing days, where the Knicks regularly lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. To even get good enough to get back to regularly losing in the playoffs would take the full focus of a new owner, not someone who is using the Knicks as his hobby. The prospectus, James Dolan should sell the Knicks.
Do I even have to answer this? And by the way, game one, June 4th, next year, the finals. I'll be at the Garden.
You dope.
Zion, Kyrie, KD, and me.
Oh, God, you dope. And Mike Yim.
Count it.
And Mike Yim. You can't forget Mike Yim. Last one. The St. Louis Blues are on a franchise record-setting heater. They've won 11 straight games after their OT win against the Maple Leafs. During this streak, the Blues have jumped from fourth worst in the West to third in the Central with 69 points. Nice. They had three straight shutouts against the Coyotes, Avalanche, and Wild. And they're in their way next are the Dallas Stars. The Blues are 6 points behind Nashville for second, 7 points behind the Jets of Winnipeg for first. There are 23 games remaining. Prospectus, the St. Louis Blues win the Central Division.
They're still 7 points back, and they're really hot, which means they're going to level off. So what do we got left? 22, 23 games, something like that?
Yep.
Sell it.